There are only 8 verses in this chapter. I want to read all of them to you in Psalm 121. Psalm 121, New International Version. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. What a beautiful song about relationship. A person, in this case, even a nation, Israel, loving the Lord God loving the individual, the nation, whoever is in under consideration. Mutual love, both being fulfilled in the relationship. Both being fulfilled in the relationship. Not just a case wherein the humans are getting everything they want from God and then they just give whatever they want to give to God whenever they're in the mood for giving. No, mutual love, mutual affection, each of them. Giving to the other what brings fulfillment, satisfaction, gladness, joy. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from on high. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Imagine the comfort that we have, the peace we experience. When realizing that the one who is so wise and so powerful and so full of authority, that he made heaven and he made the earth and didn't give control of them over to anyone. In other words, no one's authority overrides his authority. By virtue of the fact that he is the maker, he is also the ultimate authority with the greatest power. I know that Satan is busy. He's done a lot. He did not make a heaven. He did not make an earth. Satan did not do that. He can't. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He's the one who helps me. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. No one will ever catch God off guard. It will never happen. May be able to sometimes catch some of his people off guard, but you can never catch God off guard. He who watches over you will not slumber. He can't be outfoxed. He can't be conned. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. For God to watch over a nation is probably no more difficult than watching out for an individual. He's been ruling his whole world ever since he created it. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. I'm just asking you, what do you think about that? The Lord will keep you from all harm, not just from death, but from all harm. Not just some harm, all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. I tell you what, I think that that is another great reason to love the Lord our God. First and foremost, because it is right and it is good to love him, especially in light of the fact that he loves us so much. But it is also good to know that in this love relationship we have with our Creator, we have protection out of this world. Literally and figuratively, we have help that is truly out of this world. I want to share this with you while I'm thinking about it. I had planned on discussing Israel and religion during the second half of today's programming. Don't be too surprised if I switch that and do something else. My apologies, especially to those of you who are really, really looking forward to that. Truly, my apologies. Definitely plan to bring it back, though, if we don't discuss that today. All right. Loving God in a loving relationship with him, because it's right to love the Lord our God, our Creator. But can you imagine also that benefit of having enormous protection? God is love. He's almighty. He's all powerful. He is all wise. He has absolute authority. He is also love. The toughest person we will ever meet, but he is also love. He is love. We have love. We love in the sense that we exercise it, we extend it. But God is love. I guess that's part of the reason that Jesus said, loving the Lord thy God is the greatest commandment, and not speaking in tongues. Loving our neighbor as we love ourselves is the second greatest commandment, and still not having these supernatural gifts of the Spirit. There is a supernatural gift of the Spirit that needs to be shared by all, embraced by all, valued by all, exercised by all, and that is the gift of love, which is indeed a gift. It is also a more perfect way. I want to encourage us. Let's love on purpose, without apology. Let's love in a way that pleases God. In order to do that, one of the things we'll have to do is love consistently. Love consistently. How many people's lives will be made more tolerable, more pleasant, more peaceful because we love them? What a great way to let some of life's best moments shine through us. Reach others through us. Lord God, help us all make a decision to love the way you want us to love. Those whose hearts are filled with hatred, hostility, and malice. Give them wisdom to realize that life for them would be so much more pleasant, so much more enjoyable if they let you rid them of that hatred and replace it with love. Thank you, in Jesus' name. In springtime, pure.